walls of Jericho. But I want to take you, find the time and study the walls of Lachish. These were not simple walls. I'm trying to talk to someone right now. But scripture says, Joshua attacked these walls with a new strategy, where he did not wait for 2 days. Scripture says he used a strategy of sudden attack. Before I continue, I want you to raise up your right hand and say, I declare a sudden attack.
I declare a sudden attack.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Some wars, we have to make them fall suddenly. It's a sudden attack.
Sudden attack.
You know, when we are doing operations, an offensive operation in the spirit, where you want something to fall, some things don't take them lightly. If you say, this has to change, it has to change now. And I'm telling you, as you're watching me tonight, some things will happen tonight. I'm telling you. Some things will happen in this week. This is how we're going to attack the enemy. There are some miracles that must happen now. Sudden attacks. Somebody says sudden attacks.
Sudden attacks.
So the word Lo Yakol, it means this stronghold cannot be conquered. Tell your neighbor,
every stronghold
that is not being conquered,
that is not being conquered,
it is Lachish.
It is Lachish.
All right, so that's the spitting of Lachish. Now, I want you to see something here that is very important. The word Lachish means what? A stronghold that cannot be what? Conquered. Now, I want you to take you quickly, because what was happening in the scripture in the Old Testament were not just happenings. They were very spiritual. Into today's application. Now, how many of you here have got something that you've been praying for and it's not being conquered? That is your Lachish. That is your Lachish. And I'm going to teach you how to conquer Lachish. Are we together?
Yes.
Now, we're going to discover, we're going to do what we call prophetic mapping. So before I start teaching, even I continue, let's do a prophetic mapping. It's going to be a small exercise for each one of us right now. Are we ready for this exercise?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to enter into what we call prophetic mapping. Now, before we enter, this is a prayer we make before entering into the prophetic mapping. Now, touch your head. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My mind. Is the mind of Christ.
Is the mind of Christ.
As the scripture says.
As the scripture says.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
Holy Ghost. Speak through this mind.
Speak through this mind.
I give myself. Into the prophetic intelligence.
Into the prophetic intelligence.
Speak to my mind. Speak through my mind. In Jesus' name.
As I map
through the prophetic. Now listen to me. Now I want everybody else to, now we're entering to the mapping. Now I want you to discover that we have prayed. What will enter into your mind now is not you thinking. It's going to be prophetic intelligence. And I want you to pick it as prophetic data. You ready? So now pick it. So look, ask yourself a question. Which area I feel like I have tried to solve and it's not being solved? Or what areas that you now know on the walls of protection, walls of finances, family walls, ministry walls, that you now know those. Now begin to think, which area? Now that wall that you are picking right now, it isn't just you thinking. In fact, that is an intelligence that is being decoded in the spirit realm as you do the prophetic mapping. Now that you have picked it, how many of they have picked the area? I want to say, hand if you have picked the area, to say, this is the area of the stronghold in my life. I want to see your hand up if you have picked it. Now, that you just picked, it is not just a thought. It is intelligence, prophetic data, which we should now use it. I'm trying to talk to somebody here.
Yes, Daddy.
We are going to use what we call sudden attacks. These walls will collapse in a day. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody. We are going to map properly. Do you see, like myself, when I want to pray, I don't just go like, let's pray. I can actually be planning for 1 month how to attack the enemy. The day I will pray, same day, the answer will come. Because I pray intelligently. I'm trying to talk to somebody, right?
Yes, Daddy.
So now what I'm teaching right now, I want us to plan. Now, when we are praying, I don't want us to say, now we are praying and then we are done. No. After we pray, you alone, you as a person, I want you to find a day where you're going to ambush and launch a sudden attack. Kaya Mandela ba. Someone say a sudden attack.
Sudden attack.
By the time you'll be finishing prayer, there will be a result.
Amen.
This I can tell you as a major prophet.
My God. My God.
We can't be approaching the devil in a conventional way of prayer and faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we are praying now. The devil has been around for years. The only way we can approach the devil in this generation is prophetic. Not this way of how we approach the devil every day. We are praying. No. We have to ambush and launch a sudden attack. When I'm reading the Bible, I learn prophetic strategies from these great men of God. And one thing I learned was sudden attack strategy. Remember who was giving these strategies? It's not that Joshua was thinking them. These were divine given strategies from God himself. Every war, every city with wars had a different approach. This Lachish, this stronghold, we need a sudden what?
Attack.
It's a stronghold. It has been there in your family, or it has been there in your life. It is resisting to come out. No problem. Someone say, I will launch a sudden attack.
I will launch a sudden attack.
Are you here, somebody? Suddenly, the walls just collapsed. In a day. Until today, nobody understands how Joshua did it. But he prepared to say, on this day. And the owners inside didn't know there was a plan. And I'm telling you, if it's a stronghold to do with the finances, whether it's marriage or your prayer life, or there's a stronghold, there's an addiction in your life, don't worry. Don't worry. We are launching Operation Sudden Attack. And in the prophetic, we don't put it in that straight way to say Operation Sudden Attack. No. In the prophetic, we have a name we use. We call Operation Lightning. Strike with precision. Somebody say Operation Lightning.
Operation Lightning.
Before the enemy knows it, you are already in charge. Am I talking to you? Before the enemy what? You are in control. Some of you, if you have a business or a brand, okay, take time, study the trend, and launch. Don't talk too much what you're planning to do. By the time they'll be realizing you are gone, you can't be stopped. I'm not talking to somebody right here. Say, so by the time I launch. By the time you launch, I don't know what it is, but by the time you start, I see you becoming unstoppable. It will be too late for the enemy to stop you. Operation. Are you here?
Daddy.
I use them a lot. Mm-hmm. I use them a lot. By the time I launch something, it becomes too late to stop Bushiri. It becomes too late. Even if people want to stop it, they can't just stop it. It becomes too late. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Yes. The walls of Lachish will collapse.
I receive it.
Every stronghold will collapse.
My God.
Let me tell you how these wars operate. Now, let me say something to you. Number one, they operate through generational curses. They operate through generational what? Curses. In Mark chapter 9, from verse 16, we see a story. I'm not going to read this scripture, but I'm going to just give you for reference sake. Up to verse 29, we see a story where there was a boy. This boy had a demon. And the name of the demon was a mute and dumb spirit. These were names of this spirit. Oftentimes, this very demon, whenever it sees water, it would throw the child into water. What was the purpose? Answer my question. What was the purpose? So you should be looking at the purpose, then actually the demon. Whenever there is a fire, Scripture says whenever there is a fire, the spirit would throw the person into the fire. Do you know that fire is not just a fire that can burn? Do you know the actual meaning of fire? Fire also represents trouble. When actually people say he is in fire, or when they say she's in fire, what do they mean? Huh? Or when they say he is in water, what do they mean? It is an idiomatic statement. It represents a status. Do you know that some of you here, when the spirit manifests, it throws you into debt? You're not getting me. As I'm talking now, you are in a financial fire. Some of you in a marital fire. This was a stronghold. The Bible says it was a strong. Even the disciples tried to pray. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed, and it was not coming out. Why? It was a stronghold. And some of you have prayed. It's not coming out because it is a what? When Jesus Christ came, he used Operation Lightning. The Bible said when he saw people coming, you're not getting it. He said, bring him here. Just that one word, bring him here. The Bible says that the spirit manifested through the child, not on the fire this time around. You're not getting it. For the first time, it throws the child on the ground. And Jesus says, you are free. Stand up. By the time people were coming, the boy was already what? Operation what? By the time people be coming to find out, you'll be gone. Even the way you're answering. My God. When people were coming to see, they didn't even find out. They didn't even see how the boy was delivered. They found a delivered guy standing, chatting with Jesus. The operation of the stronghold was too fast. Somebody said, that's how my deliverance will look like.
That's how my deliverance will look like.
That's how your healing must look like. Yes. Operation.
Lightning.
There was one woman, she came here, she said she needed prayer. And this woman had a problem with her backbone. And so she said, I need a prayer. I said, listen. I said, on this day, give me a call. I didn't even pray for her. I said, on this day, give me a call. So I went to prepare properly because I knew the problem had stayed there for a long time. And she had gone for people to pray for her. They made prayers, but the spinal cord was not listening to prayer. It became a what? A stronghold. It became a lackish. Jesus said, this kind cannot come out by nothing, but by prayer. You need to know this. There's not any other problem. We approach them similarly. Do you know that the man at the beautiful gate, Peter and John, were passing him every day? But there was a day they launched a sudden attack. You're not getting me. This was a stronghold. You have no idea the prayers they prayed first before coming to launch the attack. They said, today you are walking. Somebody says, something is going to happen.
Something is going to happen.
So number one, generational cases. They operate in generational cases. Two, generational deceptions. Lies passed as truth. There are people right now who actually the enemy is deceiving them, telling them to say, you know what? You don't need the fasting. Listen to me. Deceptions. This, I'm telling you right now. The others are being told right now that you'll never be healed. Listen to me. How you know there is a war is when the enemy begins to tell you, you know, to say, every deception is a stronghold. Every generational case is a stronghold. Somebody says, I'm hearing you, prophet.
I'm hearing you, prophet.
Number three, mindset fortresses, strongholds of fear, and belief. Pride. And familiar spirits. Where, you know, some of these strongholds, it's not the devil is operating from somewhere. In fact, these other strongholds are built in people's minds. You may be in church praying in tongues, yet there's a stronghold in your mind. You have got fear, panic attack. These things must be attacked. These strongholds must be removed. It is a fortress, a mind fortress. The enemy is trying to build a stronghold in your mind and a belief. You are in church, you pray. But there are certain things right now you actually don't even think they can happen. Strange sicknesses. These are part of strongholds that we need to attack. Resistance. Hey, people trying. I am so educated. You'll be applying for jobs everywhere, and then you're just being resisted. And I have seen people who actually tried everything, this business, that business, they are feeling the resistance. and you have prayed over it. You have prayed, whether it's to do with the marriage, whether it's, but there is a resistance in a particular area, and you have prayed. Listen to me. If you prayed over something for many times and it's not changing, trust me, it is a, we categorize it as a stronghold. It is a lackish. It must fall suddenly. It must fall how?
Suddenly.
Things have begun moving in your life. People are wondering, what's happening with this woman? Oh, before they know it, you bought a house. Before they have known it, you are having a new car. Before they know it, what's happening? Lackish has fallen. Operation. A man who was possessed by a demon, before people came to watch, the man was already free. Am I talking to you? The man was already what? When they were coming to check, the man was free. That's what is going to happen with you. Those who knew you,
yes,
by the time they'll come to check,
my God,
that woman that was sick, they'll find the woman healed. That woman that was barren, they'll find her pregnant. Operation
Lightning, my God.